Editor's note: this article originally appeared on February 20, 2024. When Adelaide, Addie, Patriquin died on December 22, 2024, Waterdown had been her home for nearly 70 years. She is remembered by many as fun to be with and for her many contributions to our local schools and community organizations. When she was born on April 28, 1932, Addie's family was living in Wentworth, Nova Scotia, and Addie always remained proud of her maritime roots. She even had a Nova Scotia tartan kilt. She was the oldest of four children, followed by brothers Ross and Gord, and then her sister Phyllis. Addie went to the normal school in Truro, Nova Scotia, to become an elementary school teacher. She met her future husband, Isaac, Ike, Patriquin, during that time, thanks to some matchmaking at the general store where Addie's aunt worked. Aunt Liz made a point of boasting about her niece Addie to Ike's mother when she was in the store. Addie Patriquin poses for a photo on her graduation from Teachers College. Photo courtesy Patriquin family. Addie and Ike got married in 1952 and moved to Hamilton, where Ike had a job at Stelco. Addie was able to get a job right away teaching at Valley Elementary School, now closed. While they waited for their home to be built on Mill Street North in Waterdown, Ike and Addie rented an apartment on the Drummond Farm on the 5th concession. Their daughter Ruslan was 9 months old when they moved into their new home, and their daughter Lillis was born a few years later. Over the years, Addie taught kindergarten at various Hamilton-Wentworth schools, Millgrove, Balaclava, Mary Hopkins and Bowman, now the site of Grace Christian School. Gwen Kirkpatrick remembers that, when they were teaching at Balaclava School together, Addie appointed herself the fashion police. The other teachers were told in no uncertain terms that there were to be no white shoes or white pants before May 24th or after Labor Day. Addie retired when she was 55 and was very happy to welcome Lillis's twins, Lindsay and Nick, to the family soon afterwards. Every year, the twins' Christmas presents always included some new Christmas books and they savored time spent at their grandparents' home. Nick gratefully remembers Addie's countless lessons and unconditional love for them both. Addie Patriquin and grandson Nick, who says she leaves behind a legacy of love and strength. Photo courtesy Patriquin family. Sue Dodds and Addie became friends when they were both teaching primary classes at Mary Hopkins Public School in Waterdown. In retirement, they volunteered together regularly for Meals on Wheels and at the Flamborough Food Bank. Addie's volunteering also included collecting for the Kidney Foundation of Canada. Addie and Sue also used to make greeting cards together using rubber stamps. Sue particularly remembers Addie's sense of humor and that Addie was always willing to go out for dinner anytime anybody suggested it. Addie enjoyed bowling and both Ruslan and Lillis were both Youth Bowling Canada, YBC, members when they were young. Addie and Ike would also go dancing in Guelph and at the Brant Inn in Burlington, near where Spencer Smith Park and Maple Avenue are now located, with other couples. Ike and Addie were particularly good at the hot and polka dance they had learned back in Nova Scotia. She also enjoyed music in all its forms. She played the piano and sang and would take her girls to musicals in Toronto, such as The Sound of Music. For several years, she had a tradition of taking her granddaughter Lindsay and both daughters to the annual Christmas musical at Hamilton's Theatre Aquarius. Addie always enjoyed traveling. Ruslan remembers that her mother took her and two friends to Jamaica the year she turned 16. Lillis recalls celebrating her 16th birthday with a March break trip to Hawaii. While teaching, most of Addie's trips would be closer to home, such as cross-border shopping, but in retirement, she was able to do longer trips such as cruises, as well as visiting Europe and Australia. Addie was also an active member of St. James United Church in Waterdown, where she was a member of the United Church Women, UCW, taught Sunday school and acted as the Sunday school superintendent. Joan Smith remembers sitting beside Addie in the church choir for several years, adding impishly that sometimes they were like naughty schoolchildren during practices. Addie also served on the church board and pastoral care committee. Visiting the elderly and keeping in touch with church members were always a priority for her. Addie Patrickwin was a valuable member of the community, in her roles as wife, mother, teacher and volunteer. She passed away on December 22, 2024. Photo courtesy Patrickwin family. She was an avid sports fan, watching curling matches, cheering on her Toronto Blue Jays and Hamilton T-Cats. Addie enjoyed playing cards and, most recently, would play bid euchre with other eager card players at Village Manor. Addie had many traditions. At Christmas, their home was red and green, with decorations everywhere, and Addie would make her own fruitcake. Christmas Eve dinner was always homemade clam chowder. Similarly, her daughters and grandchildren always got homemade birthday cakes. Her girls recall that family always came first for their mother. Addie was particularly happy to be able to meet her first great-grandchild, Austin, who was born to Lindsay and her husband Matt the month before she passed. During her time in Waterdown and in her many roles, wife, mother, teacher, friend, volunteer, Addie is remembered as a fun, cheerful, valuable member of our community. In her grandson Nick's words, she left a legacy of love and strength that will never be forgotten.